Welcome to Inside the Blue Zone. My name is Davion Hartfield, and we're back with another episode with Varsity Soccer.
My name is Angel.
My name is Joseph Rosas.
I'm Pedro Guzman.
I'm Miguel Vega.
I'm Lorenzo Valenzuela.
Okay, so y'all won a state semifinal game. Tomorrow, y'all going into the finals. Explain to me how y'all feeling for tomorrow's game.
Right now, you know, I'm trying to recover because we was in the rain yesterday, and that was kind of a cold game, but I think heading into the final, we've been through the most harshest conditions that you can ask for, and I think it's that battle is going to help us out, and we're going to be encouraged to win this final.
Yeah, after yesterday's game, I honestly saw what we got with the field and the weather conditions and how our players dealt with it, and obviously with the community that's going to pop out tomorrow for our final, I'm pretty confident in. Like, I'm excited. It might be one of our seniors' last games, so, yeah, just got to enjoy the moment.
That game was intense, and it was fun, but, yeah, it was mostly because of the field. The field was, like, wet, and then the turf was, like, weird. It's like turf, you have to wear turf shoes on. So we were just sliding around everywhere, and it made things a little difficult, but after a minute, you get used to it.
So when we got there, it was, like, sprinkling a little bit, and I was like, all right, maybe it's gonna be like this for the whole game. And then we start warming up and it starts pouring a little bit, but I feel like mentally we're still in there. It's just physically we're like getting into like the state of the game and how the field was, and we're seeing how the ball bounces throughout the turf. And you know, it was a little hard at first, like first half we're trying to understand it for like 20 minutes or so, and once we got it down, we started attacking, you know, we started doing our thing and playing central soccer.
It was a very intense game, like Pedro said, you know, against a very good team. You know, they were undefeated home. They played like 13 games and they were undefeated. But we were undefeated away, and we knew what we had to do. And, you know, I'm just glad we got to make history and one of the most intense matches too, because, I mean, playing under the rain and then on a hard field, you know, away from home, well, like 4 hours away, you know, it was very intense, yeah.
Nah, but after yesterday's game, we found out that Pedro did end up breaking the kid's collarbone. So, Pedro, what was the reason behind that?
Oh, my goodness. Look, the guy. So, the first time, before that, there was this play where I was running to the ball and I took like a bad touch. This kid just turns into like Alex Pierre or like Prime McGregor or something, flying knee to my chin. I just heard everything crack and I was like, damn. And they didn't give him a card. And I was like, all right, bet that. So then there's this other play where the kid was, he took a bad touch. He took a touch forward. And I was like, he's not going to be able to stop. And I'm not going to be able to stop. So I was like, let's see what happens. Bam! I was like, oh my goonie. And I'm not even playing. When I ran into him, I heard the crack. I was like, and then he like got slumped on the ground. And when he woke up, he started crying. I was like, frick. And then everyone went around him, and then they put their hands on their head because they saw his collarbone out.
Hold on. Hey, we got a new guest. He just came in.
What's up, guys? I'm Josh Amada. Sorry for the late, but, you know, save the best for last.
You know, watching Pedro play, you know, I don't know how he could go from aggressive mode to, like, kissing guys, you know, because when he's guarding them, you know, he's just kissing them all the time.
I think Loki likes it. I think that's why he does it. That.
Pedro, what do you do when you're guarding the attackers?
So you have to play mind games with these guys. So I was just looking for the crash out. And the crash out in this situation was 22. Because 11 was up there too, but he wasn't a crash out. He was just going with everything I would say. And then he would just laugh about it. But 22, he wasn't. He didn't like it. He didn't like it at all. So I was like, this is the guy I have to annoy. And then after a minute, yeah. He didn't like it.
Tell him exactly what you told him when he said, bro, get off of me, you're annoying.
No, I was like, I started touching up on his back, and then he was like, bro, stop effing touching me, right? And I was like, I'm going to touch you, you're going to like it too. And then he just looked at me with this look on his eye. I was like, all right, bro, chill.
And keep in mind, this guy, 22, was kept on, like, full on shoving Pedro out of the way.
No, I would go in his ear, and I would just start singing and stuff, or I would just start saying things about him.
Like, whenever you came back, I heard you. What'd you say? Every time a play ended and you got back on defense, what'd you say?
But it was just so stupid. For some reason, again, I was like, guess who's back? Back again. Pedro's back. Call a friend. And then he would just get so mad, and he kept on putting his fingers in my mouth. He just looked back and just put his whole face in my mouth. But I was like, damn. All right. But then I would kiss and like say things to number 11. But he was like, "Bro, you're gay, bro." He was like, "What's wrong with you, bro?" And I was like, "Okay, just for you though." And then he's a little weirdo.
Okay, a lot of mental tactics here. I mean, sorry to let y'all into that. All right, so tomorrow's game. Let me know how y'all feeling. Are y'all confident with it? Like, let me know the mentality coming into that game. I mean, has a soccer team ever did this for Central?
In the Valley, no.
All right, yeah, so I think we're the first. Explain how y'all feeling about it.
Obviously excited because, like I said, no one in the Valley's done this before, and we're all pretty confident in ourselves. And it's just I'm grateful to be here with all my teammates, all the family that I got, and I'm happy to see these guys that I'm doing it with. So yeah.
To answer that question, I like to go back and relive Laguna Beach. We were down 1-0 in that game, and we were able to come back 2-1. So that just shows that we have nothing.
3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, 3 to 4 minutes, we came back in 2-1, and we're up. And I just feel like that really shows that we have nothing to lose, right? We've already made it this far. We've already made history. And having nothing to lose, that makes you an even more dangerous team. So that's what I think.
And honestly, like, big props to our captains, especially Angel. When they scored, honestly, there was a lot of... it put us down a little bit, but props to Angel just clapping us back, trying to motivate us back. That just shows the leadership on this team and how we can always push back. And honestly, the last podcast, Lorenzo said that we're a better team when we're down, and that's obviously true.
Their goal was like a little crazy though, because like I kept the ball in because it was going to go out, but it was going to be a corner. I was like, not that. And then I kick it out. Lorenzo passes it back to Angel. But I don't know why. That was a foul. Yeah. That was a foul. That was a clear foul. I'm not going to lie, that was a clear foul. So, like, everyone was like, okay, it's a foul. And then they didn't blow the whistle, so then the kid just got a free little sent to the a little corner. And, I mean, like, he just sent the ball in, and, I mean, what happened. But tomorrow, Pacific Rays, I'm pretty sure that's going to be, like, the toughest opponent we, like, face, probably.
Yeah, talking about Pacific Rays, well, we're going to go in there, like, expecting, like, this team's going to want to beat us, you know, like every other team. But with this, we're just going to play our own game. We're not going to go into their tactics. We're just going to, you know, play our best. And what's it called? Yeah, it's going to be in San Diego. I hope it rains again, because playing in the rain is low-key the fire, just with a better field, you know, because the flicks were tough. Jaja flicks, shout out. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we have a very good chance, you know, of coming back with the second ring and see how we do.
So can I get a little background about that team? Like, who do they have? And, do they have any star players and any athletes they are, like, looking out for?
Well, Pacific Ridge, they come from, like, a 17 winning streak, I think. They haven't lost. I mean, they only lost, like, twice in their whole season. And they, just like us. And, I mean, they're a pretty good team. I heard they have some, like, 3 to 4 D1 commits already, so it's going to be a very intense game, but, you know, that doesn't really matter to us. We're just going to come out and play strong, play our game. You know, we have our players too, and it's going to be a very good game, you know. I think the teams that most deserve to be there, they're going to be there.
Yeah, like Angel said about the few players that are committed or whatnot, it doesn't really matter because there's been teams that we've played where they have some D2, D3 commits, but it doesn't really matter when you have a team like us who plays together and as a team. But, yeah, also talking about the players that are on the team, I know a few of them, so it's going to be a good game about, like, we're friends, obviously, but, you know, when we're on the field, it's something different, so I'm excited to see that.
Some of my friends from Santana High School, they played Pacific Ridge first round in CIF, and they got beat 4-0, and they told me that their playing style, it's a lot similar to Calexico. You know, they're big, they're fast, they're strong, but I feel like no one can match our intensity on the field. And we're just, like, we have a different mode when we play in a final, especially. Like, everything's intense, we fight for every ball, we win every ball, that's just how we are in finals.
Especially us coming from the Valley and being the first team to ever get as far as we have. We've seen so much support. So playing on Friday, it's not even playing for El Central, playing for Central. It's playing for the whole Valley. You know, we're getting a lot of texts from everyone saying, win it for the Valley. So we're just going to play with that extra chip on our shoulder and hopefully come out with the best outcome. But yeah, we're playing for something bigger than ourselves.
And that's going to be concluding our podcast. I want to thank every single one of y'all for listening to this podcast. And wish Star Team good luck.